All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Thursday, August 13th. By the way, is anybody else out there an August baby like me? I had my birthday recently, vlogged about it. You can see the link at the top of the screen here to our family vlog if you'd like to see what my wife got me for my birthday. Hint, it is edible. So, big birthday favor, check out that vlog. Also, give this video right here a big old like down there, a big old thumbs up. Really helps me with the YouTube algorithm. All right, let's get to business. So, yesterday the president said that a stimulus deal is not going to happen on account of the Democrats. He said the bill's not going to happen because Democrats don't even want to talk about it because we can't give them the kind of ridiculous things that they want that have nothing to do with the, as he calls it, China virus. Now, does this mean that all stimulus hopes are dashed? No. Because remember, the president said repeatedly throughout July, it's gonna happen. Stimulus checks, yeah, we're gonna get it done. Yeah, stimulus is gonna be huge, right? Now he's saying, nope, not gonna get done. So obviously, one of those statements is right, one of those statements is wrong. Just because Trump said it's not gonna happen doesn't mean it's for sure not gonna happen, right? But there could very well be a political motivation for Trump's statements here because he's incredibly frightened about the November election. Now, some might say, well, you know, Trump needs a deal to get done to be reelected, but maybe not in Trump's mind. I will cover that later in this video, my take on what's going on right now in Trump's mind with respect to stimulus negotiations. So let's save Trump for later and talk about the other parties here. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi had a phone call yesterday. This is the first time they have spoken to each other since Friday. Reportedly, Mnuchin initiated the call. So, you know, that's some good news. It shows that they're both open to speaking, right? That's a little bit of good news for you. Bad news, the call didn't go anywhere. Nancy Pelosi said regarding the call, an overture was made by Steven Mnuchin to meet, and he made clear that his televised comments from earlier today still stand. The White House is not budging from their position concerning the size and scope of a legislative package. Steven Mnuchin said, earlier today, Speaker Pelosi and I spoke by phone. Her statement is not an accurate reflection of our conversation. She made clear that she was unwilling to meet to continue negotiations unless we agreed in advance to her proposal, costing at least $2 trillion. The Democrats have no interest in negotiating. So basically, more of the same. Yes, they spoke, but neither the Republicans nor the Democrats' stance has changed. Both view the other side as completely wrong here, needing to say, I'm sorry, you're right, and to see it their way or the highway. All right, so that's the Mnuchin-Pelosi call yesterday. And frankly, I think it does speak to my point in my video yesterday that a second stimulus check in August is simply not very likely. The vast majority of members of Congress are home right now. Mark Meadows is out of town. Next week, we have the Democratic convention. The following week, the GOP convention. I just don't see, timing-wise, something like this happening in August. Hopefully, when Congress comes back after Labor Day and they start talking about the appropriations bills that I've told you about, we will see some serious action with respect to stimulus. Nothing's guaranteed, but I think that's the best we could hope for right now. Now, let's talk Trump. This is speculation, but based on comments that the president made yesterday, I'm a little bit concerned about where his head is at right now with another stimulus bill based on the fact that the Democrats wanted $25 billion for the post office in their HEROES Act. Remember, I told you that the Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, was involved in one of the stimulus talks and how I was a little confused by that. Because we're talking about at least a $1 trillion piece of legislation here, right? But then you bring the Postmaster General in, when the line item for the post office funding is at most $25 billion. That's a very small piece of the pie compared to the at least $1 trillion that they were talking about in the stimulus negotiations. Well, we might have some insights into that at this point. Listen to this segment of Trump's press conference yesterday.
They turned down this bill because they want radical left agenda items that nobody in their right mind would approve. So they want $25 billion for the post office. They want $3.5 billion for universal mailing, $3.5 billion. And the bill's not gonna happen because they don't even wanna talk about it because we can't give them the kind of ridiculous things that they want that have nothing to do with the China virus. It has nothing at all to do with China virus, much of what they're asking for. So therefore, they don't have the money to do the universal mail-in voting. So therefore, they can't do it, I guess, right? Are they going to do it even though they don't have the money? They're asking for the $3.5 billion. They're asking for $25 billion for the post office so they can do this, I guess, and other things at 25. I would hope it would be a lot of other things, too. But therefore, they don't have it. They don't have the money to do the universal mail-in votes. It'll be the greatest rigged election in history. It'll be the greatest fraud ever perpetrated, other than perhaps what they did to my campaign, where they spied on my campaign.
So President Trump said that a bill's not going to happen because Democrats have so much garbage in it, not related to COVID-19. And what does he focus on? What does he pinpoint here? The $25 billion post office line item in the HEROES Act, because he thinks that giving more money to the post office will make it possible for more people to do mail-in voting in the November election, which he believes will hurt his chances of being reelected. That's right from his mouth. Trump sees himself as a savior here, having affected various stimulus-related measures with his executive actions, and is hesitant to strike a deal with Democrats, knowing that they will likely insist on more post office funding, which he's obviously scared to death of. Though, I will point out that there were reports that Democrats did get negotiated down to $10 billion from $25 billion for that post office funding in the negotiations, but it looks like Trump doesn't want to give any more money to the post office because he's scared of mail-in voting. And Larry Kudlow, our good friend Larry, listen to this just this morning from White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow.
President Trump has acted forcefully because we couldn't reach a deal with the Democrats. They're asking too much money, $3.5 trillion. We've already spent over $3 trillion. So much of the Democratic asks are really liberal left wish lists. We don't want to have voting rights and aid to aliens and so forth. That's not our game.
Yes, folks. According to White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow, voting rights belong on a liberal left wish list. He did not say vote by mail belongs on a liberal left wish list. He said voting rights. This just gets better and better, folks. And of course, by that, I just mean it gets worse and worse. So is stimulus dead? I'm not going to say that. But I think all signs point to what I said yesterday, that I think it's very clear that a second stimulus check will not be legislated, much less distributed, this month. Thank you so much for watching, everybody, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.